You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Over the past 20-plus years, Gillian Welch's songs and albums, recorded with partner David Rawlings, have received consistent praise from her fans and from the critical community. Now Welch can add another accolade to her collection. In October, she'll receive the Thomas Wolfe Prize, named after the late author of Look Homeward, Angel. She's the first musician to receive the award. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Welch and has more.
You're playing this acoustic brand of music at a time when it's not really sort of fashionable. This is the early 90s and everything has to be loud and everything like that. Was that sort of an extension of your personality where you wanted to do something kind of contrary, or was this like, this is the music that really moves me and that I love and this is what I want to express?
It wasn't to be a contrarian, though I am an incredibly stubborn person. It was more, I grew up playing acoustic guitar. You know, I'm one of those people, I would come home from school and I would sit in my bedroom and just sing James Taylor songs or Bob Dylan songs or Richard Thompson songs, or, you know, and all kinds of folk songs, Carter Family songs, Woody Guthrie songs. It's really all I knew how to do, and funnily, it's still all I know how to do. So I had that fortitude of spirit of when you have no other choice. It didn't matter how peculiar I felt. This is all I could do. It's really true what they always say, that your limitations are often your greatest assets. Yeah, you want to do right, but not right
now. Oh, me, oh, my. There is that element in your songwriting, the kind of, like, in a way, I suppose, the way I describe it is this kind of slowness, like, everything will happen in its own time.
It just comes naturally to me. Other people, they couldn't play that slowly if their life depended upon it. They just get too uncomfortable or, I don't know. In South Carolina. There's many
tall pines. That is, like, I guess maybe one thing that artistically most people are reaching for is to be themselves, right? They don't want to be somebody else. So to have that kind of authenticity maybe is, do you credit that in some ways with the longevity that you've had as well?
We're always driven by the music. Luckily, it seems to have worked and we still get to play. So, and that's no small feat in this day and age, you know. It's always been difficult to make a living as a troubadour. I suppose if you look historically, most troubadours have probably died penniless in the gutter. So I do have a roof over my head, and more than that, too, you know. I've got a recording studio and a label, but all this stuff is our safety net. This is our way of remaining independent so we can keep doing what we do. You know, I'm mostly driven by, what do I have to do so that nobody can stop me?
You have your own label now, and it seems to me that you and Dave sort of watch over this very closely. You have a very deep hand in what's going on with it.
If you look on the inside ring, you know, when the record starts to go dup, dup, dup on the inside by the label, that's called the dead wax. And it used to be, if you looked in the dead wax, you'd often see the initials of the mastering engineer that had actually cut the groove into the lacquer. And if you look in the dead wax on any of our phonograph records, the Harrow and the Harvest or Soul Journey or Poor David's Almanac, you'll see MRWB, which stands for the four people that were in the room cutting that groove. That's Stephen Markison, David Rawlings, Gillian Welch, and Brent Bishop. And we actually, we cut that groove. So, yeah, we're very hands-on. Actually, if you look at Soul Journey, there's another, there's five initials, because there's another M, because one of the sides of Soul Journey had so many maneuvers, so many switches, that Stephen Markison had to call his young son Rufus in, because we needed another pair of hands. So one of the sides of Soul Journey, there's five people responsible for cutting that groove.
I wanted to close out by asking you about the Thomas Wolfe Prize. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot coming out of North Carolina, and it means a lot coming, you know, in the name of Thomas Wolfe, who lives in my house. I have his books on my shelf, and at least a couple months out of the year, they are right by my bedside table. I've read and reread Look Homeward, Angel. It goes very deep with me, and it's, I don't know, it's nice that they, I like to think that they could tell in my writing my admiration for the man and my respect for his work and his storytelling. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to be the first musician to ever receive that literary award. So we'll see. I hope they don't expect me to give a insightful speech when I go. We're just going to go and talk a little, answer a few questions, and play some songs.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Gillian. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, good talking to you.
See you.